Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together. Say you keep me together. Say the only thing you need. Keep me together. Yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me. I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it up. Gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep it together. Somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I need you most. You know we having a celebration. Let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby. Yeah, your time. Always on my mind. Yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me. We only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. Girl, I'm telling you, I I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. Said you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back at everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. It's just you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little sticky. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. Cause you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast, and I'm your host for the evening, Jay Sean, the relationship guru, Mr. F. Love. Tonight, well, I'm not even going to get into that yet. You know, everybody likes to know I had a hectic day. You ever know when it seems like it's not enough hours in a day, no matter how you plan or how you strategize? It's just for some people, it's not enough hours in a day. And the people who out there making things happen, not just existing, trendsetters, people with goals, male and female, people that's really making it happen. Those are the people that understand when I say it's not enough hours in the day. Tonight, I have a really, really great show in store for you. It's great in many ways. First of all, it's great because I feel like my guest tonight is probably one of the, if not the most impactful that I had on this show in 2 years. And when I'm bringing him on, I'm sure everybody will know why. Because his resume is extensive. His resume is a Mount Rushmore. Tall as the Mount Rushmore. And I'm really looking forward to this interview tonight. I would be lying if I said I was anything less than excited. And I usually got a grip on things before my show start. But tonight, I'm going to tell you, I'm a little nervous. I guess I'm a fan. Starstruck. But anyway, we all going to take this ride together. I usually get out here and talk about current events, but we're not going to do that. We're not going to waste too much time. I told my guests to call in about 8:10. It's about 8:05 now. So I guess I got a couple of minutes to jibber-jabber. Or maybe I won't even talk about current affairs tonight. Maybe we might keep it 22. That's what I call it. I don't even call it keeping it real no more. I call it keeping it 22. I hope everybody out there, look, we got a couple of things I got to go over before the show starts. If you on the line and you want to speak to my guests or you want to speak to me, you have to press 1. If you don't press 1, I won't know you out there. If you on the link, unfortunately, you can't call in, but you can listen to the whole show. If you on the link, maybe you on the link because your cell phone wouldn't come through. They got some kind of war and bid going on, and certain cell phone companies can't call the show. And it's really discouraging because I believe I'm losing hats, like maybe 30% of my audience. And we can't have that because I need 100%. So I hope they rectify that. But anyway, if you called in on the cell phone and it told you it was giving you problems, if you got a house phone, use the house phone. That's always the best connection. We got my guest coming through about 8:10, Shalik Simon. And his resume is long. And that's a positive thing. When you got a brother from where we all from. Everybody know my show is based out of Paterson, New Jersey. If I didn't tell you, it's based out of Paterson, New Jersey. And every time I get a native of Paterson, somebody born and raised in Paterson, you know, that's really making things happen or who have made things happen, who are on the way to making things happen, man, I'm proud. I'm proud to be a Patersonian. And I like to ask people, what makes you Paterson? A guy asked me that one time when I was doing an interview. Before we left, he said, Jay Sean, before I let you go, I got to ask you, what makes you Paterson? So everybody just think about that for a minute. If my guests out there, if you hear, you have to press 1 so I can know you here. And like I said, if anybody want to give a shout out, you want to speak to my man Shalik, you just want to, maybe it's somebody's birthday, maybe you just want to come on here and congratulate somebody, maybe you just want to say something, maybe you just want to be heard on my podcast, then you have to press 1. It's cool. Keep it 22. Because we got a hell of a show in store tonight. Because not too many people love what they do. I used to like this, but now I love this. Everybody know I'm an author. I'm a movie writer. And now I'm a podcaster. And I'm trying to... No, I'm not trying. I'm on the way to the top. My guest is coming in a minute. I really didn't want to talk about the war tonight with Russia and Ukraine. Everybody knows what's going on out there. They're about to start some nuclear shit, and I think everybody should pay attention to that. Because Russia didn't expect what was going on in Ukraine. Ukraine put up a fight that they didn't know. You know, so everybody just stay up on that. Buy a lot of canned goods. Get yourself some water. Because Ukraine is in it to win it. It ain't the fight and the dog. It's the dog in the fight. Oh, man, I'm feeling good tonight. I'm at a 2-drink minimum. And we just trying to make sure everything is right tonight. If you on the line and you want to speak to my guests or you want to say something, just press 1. If not, I'm getting ready to take a quick music break while I wait for my guests to come in. Or maybe I'll just start talking. I'll just keep talking. I don't know how everybody doing out there tonight. If you can hear me good, somebody let me know how the sound is out there. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. We're going to go to a quick song while I wait for my guests to come in. Because I don't feel like doing that much tonight. I'm ready for my guests. So everybody stay tuned. Call a friend. Tell a friend. I'm the Asiatic with the static. The wise and civilized, the trendsetter, not the trend sweater. I want everybody to stay tuned to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online radio podcast, and we'll be right back after this song. Peace.
Hey, yo, Ray. Turn it up.
You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah. You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah. For what they saying, it's up in the stand. I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time. They tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me. Now I'm up in their chair. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but it's next in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds blink? Dior. Cause she want the final thing. Fly Miami to LAX. Smoke with 2 time, they know I'm next. Fresh recovered, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm rapping that. You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah. You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Get it, trapping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. You want a baby, wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, just never forget it. Go against me till I'm back. Overdose of Henny, need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. Get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking, then shorty get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't jacking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, then we got the connect. Keep my foot on they neck. Money more, catch your eyes, they gotta go. Body's dropping by the corner store. Hit him with sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my mood, clean my zoo. For that 1942, you brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah. They ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. And my guest for the evening has just popped in. And we're going to bring him in. We're not going to play no games tonight. We got Mr. Shalik Simon stopping through. And I would be, like I said earlier, a little less than true if I say I wasn't excited with a man of his resume.
You, what's going on?
Is that Shalik?
That's me. That's me. Jay, what's going on with you, brother? How you?
Hey, what's going on? I got to bring you in properly. Hold on one second. I got to bring you in. I got to bring you in for real proper because you deserve it. This is my man Shalik on the phone. When you come from Patterson, I like to tell people that, like, your reputation precedes itself. Because it was a lot of people that was popular way before the social network it came about. But back in the days, we had to do it different. Like, if somebody was down the hill or up the hill, somebody was up the hill, and they could have been good with their hands or good with music or good with rapping, but we knew about it up the hill. And I'm sure the people down the hill knew about the stuff that was going on up the hill. Why I'm saying that is because I heard about Shalik long before I knew about him. I've seen him in passing at different events at Eastside Park and different things and gave him peace and stuff. But I heard about his accomplishments way before that. And like I said earlier, I'm really blessed to have him on the show tonight. So I'm not going to go on and on and on, Shalik. I could go on and on and on.
Word.
You know what I mean? Because I'm really happy to have you on the show. So we gonna basically gonna do this.
I'm happy to be here, happy to tap in with you. You know what I mean? I've been hearing a lot about the podcast. You know what I mean? See what's going on. So it's a pleasure to be here and bless the movement.
Right, thank you. I'm not tooting my own horn, but like we got listeners in Hawaii, South Dakota. You know, we've been me and my partner Dre been building this like 2 years. Yeah, we got calls from everywhere.
That's what's up.
Thank you for coming on the show. I was like, when I hit you up, I was like, oh man, he gonna be too busy to come on the show.
Hometown.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what I need to hear. Hometown. That's what make it happen. And we had a lot of feedback, so we got. I'm looking at the numbers. We got a lot of people listening. We got a lot of people clicking on the link. So look, we're gonna start from the beginning with you.
Right.
You born and raised in Patterson, New Jersey.
Born and raised Patterson, New Jersey. CCP projects, you know, CCP love to this day, but, you know, I've been, you know, through the whole town. I got family in the pound, the Rogers and the McGriffs is my family in the pound. Had family in Van Houten, the Davises, family on 10th Ave and Park Ave, the McQueens, you know what I mean? So, you know, CCP is what I rep, but, you know, when I'm out of town, I rep the whole town, Patterson for life.
Right. You said McGriff's in the pound?
Yeah, the McGriff's and the Rogers is my family in the pound. That's my father's side.
Oh, wow. Jeffrey McGriff.
Yep, Jeffrey, Cheryl, Mona. Yeah.
And the Rogers, you talking about Lori and Dina and them?
Lori, Dina, Renee, Tracy, that's all my family.
Wow, now that's crazy. But we'll talk about that another time. Rest in peace, Dina.
Yeah, rest in peace, Dina.
Listen, man, look, yo, people that, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to talk about a couple, lot of things. I know you got a lot of stuff to do, you know what I mean? But it's people out there that want to know a lot of stuff. So you born and raised in Patterson in CCP. We'll get into that a little bit later because I was born in CCP Projects. A lot of people don't know that. And building one. I moved out when I was 5 years old, so a lot of people don't know that. And moved on up out of Alabama Projects. But let's talk about the music thing.
Right.
29 years?
Yeah, 29 years, man. I got my first music check in like 93, man. And I just never stopped from there. You know what I mean? Like music, I've always been a lover of music. A lot of people don't know. I play saxophone. I started playing saxophone in fourth grade, in school four, and I was really good at it. I was so good. They used to actually, when I got to sixth grade, they used to let me leave the school like twice a week to go to Kennedy to play with the high school kids because I was really too advanced. I had bypassed all my classmates in grammar school, so they used to let me leave school before. And I used to walk to Kennedy 11 years old, dragging the saxophone. I mean, you can't do that now, but back then,
was the music teacher? Who was the music teacher that taught you how to play the saxophone?
Mr. Roof.
Man, come on, old, man. Stop playing.
Yeah, facts. Mr.
Stop
Roof,
playing.
Old white
stop
guy.
Playing.
Yeah, y'all.
That's
old white
talk,
guy.
I started playing the clarinet in the fourth grade. Mr. Roof at school 20, and Mr. Roof taught me how to play the clarinet.
Yep, Mr.
And
Roof.
I played the clarinet from the fourth grade to the eighth grade.
Yeah. He used to alternate schools. I think he was at school four like twice a week, and then he'd go to other schools during the week. So that is definitely the same, Mr. Roof. He was official, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He was patient with you. Yeah, he was patient with you. And I was nice with the sax. And then, you know, I got to high school my freshman year, and you know, I got into girls and being cool, and I was like, man, I ain't putting that band uniform on. Like I want to be fly at the games. You know what I mean? I want to come to the football game with the sheepskin, and I want to have the bomber on. I don't want to be out there with that band uniform. You know what I mean? So when I got to high school, I stopped playing. I felt like a sucker later because I should have stayed with it. I mean, I can still play a little bit, but I don't really have time to play as much as I played back then. But yeah, music is definitely my first love.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about. Now this is crazy. For real. Because like I told you, Mr. Roof taught me how to play the clarinet in the fourth grade. Because you know they used to have all the instruments, and your parents had to pay by the month.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember? You had to rent them from CMS.
Now, the only instrument my mother and them could afford was the clarinet. So I used to play the clarinet. You know what I mean? So I played the clarinet from fourth grade to eighth, but then I was in Eastside Band 3 years, but I didn't want to play the clarinet in Eastside Band because I thought it was a female instrument. So I taught myself how to play the saxophone over the summer, and I played the alto sax 3 years in Eastside High School Band.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
So we got a lot
of sack
in common, man. But we ain't talking
about
you.
Yeah, that's
tonight.
Crazy.
We talking about you tonight.
The sax is crazy.
So I got my journalist hat on. So I got, you know, I got the questions ready. You know what I mean? So look, all right, you born and raised in Christopher Columbus Projects, right?
Yep.
Where did you played the saxophone, but where did the hip-hop part come in?
Man, the hip-hop part started when I was a kid. I used to visit my family on Van Houten, the Davises, right? So I was a kid. I probably was like 9 to 10 years old, and they used to have parties at School 15. And what's the name? I don't know if you remember Mixmaster Mike, Mike McCall.
Hell yeah.
He used to live over there by them. So
I was like, yo, it was crazy. Like when he going to school 15, everybody helping him carry the records, and he was like a little star over there. So I was like, damn. So now I'm taking my little self over there with my family. We going over there checking it out. So I'm seeing all the local cats who was like, they was like the local stars, like Supreme Just Born, Jazzy, Mixmaster Mike, Sweet G, all these cats like from the town. And you know, back then they might only been like 4 or 5 years older than me. So like now, if we see each other, it ain't that big of a difference. But you know, back then, if you 9 and somebody 15, or it seemed like they're a lot older than you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So that's where it came from.
Which Mixmaster Mike you talking about? The dark skin one or the light skin one?
Yeah. Nah, the dark skin one with the glasses, Mike Chow.
Oh, the dark skin one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins fan. Me and him, we the Miami Dolphins fan.
Man, I ain't see that cat in years. He probably won't even remember me, because I was a real small kid up there, but like I was attracted to it. So fast forward to when I started really like wanting to write rhymes and wanting to rap. I was like, my man Dave Robinson from CCP, he used to have like the old, these was mixtape before mixtapes, when they used to put the battles on tape. Cold Crush versus Force MCs, Fantastic Five, Grand Wizard Theater, all that stuff. So I used to memorize the tapes, and I lived in Building 4 right by the rec where on the Temple Hill side, anybody that's familiar with Patterson. So, and my porch used to face the rec where all the parties was at. So what my mother would do, you know, we had the housing cops at the time, the Smoot Brothers, Beatles,
right.
Miss Stancil. So everybody from the hood knew me. So what my mother would do, she would bring me to the door. She would pay for me to get in. And then she'd be like, yo, when it's over, I'm going to be looking off the porch, come in the building, go upstairs. But everybody looked out for me. You know what I mean? So everybody looked out for me, made sure I got home. And then when I think about it now, I was like 11. Because I'm talking like 81, 82. I was like 11.
I remember going to the rec, because I remember going there to see Master Don. Who else was there that night? I don't know if it was Cold Crush. But anyway, I remember Master Don with that big nameplate, Master Don. But anyway,
right.
I know what you're talking
about.
I really don't know, like, what your age range is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
I remember that.
I'll be 52 in August.
Okay, I got you for a couple of years. You a Virgo?
No, I'm a Leo. I'm a Leo, August 9th, early
Virgo.
August. Yeah, August 9th.
Wow, so your mom, so your mom's used to walk you to the rec center, to the door.
Yeah, she's walking to the door. Yeah, it probably was $5, something like that. And I go stand right by the stage, cause you know it was all big dudes in there, and they in there, yo, they catching there drinking, smoking weed, smoking dust, and I'm a little dude. I go stand right by the stage and just watch all the performers, and I was just always fascinated about, you know, how they could put words together and how the crowd was like really, really into it, and I got bit by that bug, and yo, and it's been with me ever since.
Yo, shout out to your moms, man, for real.
Yep, rest in peace, yep.
Rest in peace to your moms, man, walking you to the door.
Yes, sir.
If she ain't never do that, like, that's real right there. For real, that's some real shit. So, look, all right, so you got the hip-hop bug.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, I got that bug, yep.
So we gonna move forward. Cause see, I thought you was just a producer. I didn't know you rap too. You rap?
Nah. Yep. And let me tell you a funny story how I started rapping real quick. So I had the tapes, Force MCs versus Cold Crush, like I said, Grand Wizard Theater and Fantastic Five, all that. So I was so crafty with words at a young age. What I would do, I would memorize the rhymes, and then when one of their names came, I would insert my name. So I was biting rhymes at like 10, 11 years old. So I would go to school, and at lunchtime, my man Japu would beat on the table, the beat, whatever, and I'm in there saying the rhymes like they mine, right? And I'm getting off for probably like 9 months. So now, right before school get out, this is like 82, 83, a cat from, not from my project, but he went to school for, he was from North Third. And he had an older brother that was a fly dude. So he got his hands on the tapes. So now he knew the same rhymes. He knew they wasn't mine. So I was like, oh, the jig is up now. So I had already built a little reputation for myself. So at that point, I ain't want to let the fans down. So I started writing my own rhymes.
Oh shit, that's real.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's crazy, because I'm loving, like, you throwing names back from way back in the 80s, and man, you know, my partner, who my technician, he's like, yo, Jay, you gotta. I'm like, man, he from my era. You know what I mean?
right.
Because, you know, I was prepping for you. I was prepping for you,
yeah,
for real. And like, I'm like, man, we ain't talking about nothing. He from my era, man. I'm not saying nothing against the new wave. I'm not saying nothing against that. But
right.
I was telling my dude, my slash partner, technician and all that. Man, he from my era, man. I know what we talking about. So look, you know, first of all, let me tell you, AZ.
Right.
Nas is my best rapper of all the time. And
right.
AZ is my, like, oh man, like, that's crazy. I even hate to talk about that, a brother like that, but AZ.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's big. So when I see you with pictures with him, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm like floored, or whatever you want. Whatever word you could think of to remind you of Florida, that's how I am.
Yeah,
but
that's my brother right there.
So how you get your first break? Because, like, your resume is so long.
Yo, you know what? It's crazy. And I tell people all the time, I was naive like everybody else that get into the game. Like, I ain't have no siblings, no family members, none of that in the game. So everything, I had like a trial by fire. And I really just like was just like learning as I go along. So, I'll give you a short version. But what happened was, you know, my name was buzzing a little bit. You know, I was moving around in the streets a little bit and, you know, rapping here and there. And I'm making little tapes. So it's a cat. He's a Jamaican dude from past. His name was Sherwin. He had a silver BMW 5 Series back in the day. But he's a good dude. So he came to the projects one day. Everybody, yo, this dude looking for you, whatever. And I was like, who? He's like, yo, I don't know. He came out here in a silver BMW, had rims, yeah. So I was like, oh, word. So he comes back through. He introduces himself. So he says his family had a studio. He had heard about me. He heard one of my tapes. He's like, yo, his family had a studio in Passaic, which turned out to be Smack. They really had club records though. They had a Diva, they had the Kid Freedom from CNC Music Factory. So they was really a club label. So I was like 17, 18 at the time. They brought me over there. They asked me to rap. I spit some lines. So now they was like, we're gonna let you know. But I know they was feeling me. So now the next day they give me a contract, super duper thick, and I'm like I said, 17, 18. I don't know nothing about no contracts or none of that. So I bring it home. So my mother like, yo, you ain't signing that. Like, yo, you be signing your life away. You know, my mother was in the medical field, and she like, man, I don't know how to read no contract, and I ain't paying for no lawyer. So my aunt Sandra, my father's sister, she was an accountant for a big company back in the day. So I was telling her, because I wanted to sign it. I ain't care. I could have been signing my life away. And she was like, I'm gonna take it to the legal department at my job and let them let one of the lawyers redline it. I didn't even know what redline mean at the time. So
right.
I gave it to her. She bought it back, and they had highlighted like all the stuff that was a no go. And I took it back to them, and they was looking at me crazy, like, yo, how you know all this, how you know all this stuff? And I didn't even tell them that, my aunt took it to an official corporate lawyer and all this and that, whatever. So that was really my first experience with bad contracts and, like, really seeing what the game's about. Because at that young age, I thought the game was strictly about talent. Like, yo, if you dope, yo, you're going to get on, you're going to pop. Like, that's what I thought until I really learned the game. So, that's like 88. So fast forward to like 91, 92, just right after Naughty by Nature jump off. So now at this point, some cats from the hood, from my hood, well, they's actually from the towers. They's actually from the towers. If you're familiar with Patterson, it's the projects next to the towers. We used to call it the new projects.
Right.
But the older dude, his name was Mental. He's a DJ and producer. And my man, Cool C, was his rapper. You know, they had a group called Brothers of the Black Market with other cat, Jameer, Sharif. It was a bunch of them, whatever. So they had a little movement back then, and they had got a little deal with Select Records. And this is how I really started producing, too. They had a deal with Select Records, and they was managed by Flavor Unit Management. So when they got their advance, they built a studio down in Bunker Hill. A lot of people don't know about this. They had a dope studio down in Bunker Hill, and they was down there cutting records. They was producing, producing with KG from Naughty by Nature and everything. And I used to always go down there and just like, yo, let me get on the mic. Yo, let me get in the booth. And it's that third. And the cat, remember, he's always front on me like, nah, you whack. You ain't get in the booth, you whack. But me being smart, I used to just stay down there and soak up information like a sponge. I used to watch him mix. I used to ask him questions about the SB-12. About the, the Kaya S900. I learned the equipment, everything. So when my man Dave, back to my man Dave for my projects, he had equipment. He lived on the 6th floor. I live on the 13th floor. But both of us was in building 4. So he had equipment in the house. He's like, yo, you want to cut some stuff with it? So we was cutting some demos. But I knew at that point I needed to go to a real studio. So what happened, I found out, it was a cat from North Third. His name was Troy Patterson. He was the head of A&R at East West at the time, which was a division of Atlantic Records. Well, Elektra, with Sylvia Rowan and them. So somebody told me, like, yeah, this cat Troy. He from North Third. He got pulled over there. I was like, word? But he was older than me. He had me like by like 6 years. So I didn't know him. So I knew a young lady. She was older, but she knew my family. So she's like, yo, I'm going to give him a call. So she gave him a call. We set the meeting up. And I'm thinking, I'm naive. I'm thinking I'm getting signed. I go there. I don't got no manager. I don't got no entertainment lawyer. None of that. I'm just going there like, yo, I got some dope music. This dude from Patterson, he going to sign me. And the crazy part about it, back then, it wasn't even about the check. I wasn't even thinking about no money or nothing like that. I was thinking about getting on and being a star, and, this is what I wanted to be. Went to go see Troy, played some stuff for him. He shot me down. Nah, it ain't hitting. Yo, it ain't what we're looking for. So I'm looking at him crazy, like, and that, and it's weird because later on I learned, it made me a little bitter too. I learned later on that if Cass is in position like that, he could have gave me something besides a record deal. He could have gave me a pre-production deal. He could have gave me a production deal. Like, it was stuff that he could have did, being that we is from the same hood, and it wouldn't affect his job one way or another, because if it ain't worked, he could just roll it off at the end of the year. But I was a kid. I didn't know that until I really learned the business. So,
right.
So after that, I don't know if you – I know you're familiar with Lamont Bowles, right? He used to throw the big Easter egg hunts at Eastside Park. He used to bring all the artists there, Salt Pepper.
Who?
His name Lamont Bowles. He older dude.
I heard that name.
Yeah, but his family from CCP too. So he was the vice president at he was at Sony, and then when L.A. Reid and Babyface started LaFace, he was the vice president of LaFace Records when they had Tony Braxton, TLC, when they was banging. So I get enough, I to my hood, reach out to his family. I set up a meeting there. I go there. He shoots me down. Now, granted, this is like 92, 93 when CDs is first coming out. So I'm going up there with a cassette. Okay. He, like, it's funny now when I think about it. So he pulls out the a CD, like, nah, this is what we're looking for. So in my mind, I'm saying, you comparing something that I did in the studio that's $50 an hour to something somebody did with a $1 million budget, like, this don't even make sense. So this is like the second cat that shot me down, and both of them was from the hood. So
right. So
what I did, this was my end right here. I met my man was my cousin Monk was throwing parties. You know Monk, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so my cousin Monk was throwing parties. So me and him was having a conversation one day. He's like, yo, I wanna invest in you, this, that, and third. But by this time I started knowing it was all politics and the money didn't matter. I was like, yo, nah, we gotta start connecting with people because the money don't really matter. Like we gotta start connecting with people. So he was like, yo, what we're going to do is anytime I book an artist for a party, we're gonna meet their manager, and we'll meet whatever label they signed to. So that's what I started doing. I was a young cat. Like, Monk is 10 years. He was 10 years older than me, R.I.P. Monk. So when I would go to his parties, I'd be one of the youngest cats there, but I was really just going to connect. Like, people was dressed up. People had on suits and gaiters and hard bottoms. I wasn't trying to dress like that. I was like, damn. And the older cats, even they knew me from the road. Like, what you doing this party? Like, nah, I'm here on business. So I would start meeting people. So when he had a party and he introduced me to another promoter he was throwing parties with, my man Leland Robson, his family owned Sugar Hill Records. You know, they had Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash, Melly Mel, all that stuff. He introduced me to Leland, and, you know, we just kicked it off. He's like, yo, come to my studio. So at the time, I don't know his family is responsible for the biggest record in hip-hop at the time. So I'm like, he like, come to my studio. I'm like, all right, cool. We exchange numbers. I go to the studio, and I see all the plaques, and it's all these foreigners in the parking lot. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then this one, I found out, you know, who his family was. And, you know, he never bragged on it, no shit like that, whatever. And from there, it was just a floodgate because everybody was coming through that studio. Like, before they got on, yo, Swiss Beats, Naughty came through there. Cam Rob recorded his first album there. Raekwon, AZ, Ghostface, everybody was coming through that studio. So I'm coming through there. I got jewels on. I got the fly cars, but I'm really just connecting with people as I go along. Just using my personality to get from point A to point B. And next thing you know, Raekwon was like, yo, let's kick it, whatever. So he's like, yo, I want to hear some beats, whatever. He told me you got some official beats. So I played some beats for Ray, and the rest is history, man. Me and Ray became like brothers, and that was 27 years ago. Me and Ray met in 95. And, you know, that was the flood. That was really like my first opportunity into mainstream.
Raekwon the Chef.
Word. Yep.
Man, that's another one of my tops right there. On my Mount Rushmore. Wow. So that was your first into the music industry.
Yeah, like really, like, so like when, mainstream. Like I was doing like little local stuff, but that was really like getting with Ray. Like Ray was the first person that like took me on the road, showed me what it is to be on big tours. Like Ray was the first person I went to like Hit Factory with and big studios, and like he took me to Loud, introduced me to Steve Rifkin, all that stuff, and introduced me to Fat Joe, Big Pun. Like Ray was the first person that really introduced me to like mainstream. And the thing with this game is, it ain't even really about the money. It's about the access. You know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? Like even
so
I use Nas as an example.
Was you at the right place at the right time?
Yeah, but it's a combination. Like what I always tell people, like young cats ask me about the game. I tell them like this game, it's like a cake. It's a bunch of different ingredients. It's a little bit of talent. It's a little bit of luck. It's a little bit of timing. And you got to have access. You know what I mean? Like, people don't realize the access is worth more than the money. You know what I mean? Like, I might even get a check for $100,000, but I could spend that $100,000 in one day. I go get a $100,000 car. But say, for instance, if I meet somebody that's the president of a label or president of a corporation, and I gain that access to that person, yo, he give me his number and invite me to his house for a barbecue. That access is priceless. That lasts forever. It lasts longer than the money. You know what I mean? The access right. will bring you more. So that's what I learned early.
That's true. That's real. So wow, that's crazy, man. So Raekwon is the one that broke you in.
Yeah, yeah. Ray's
so the
one that
Leland
is the one that really opened those doors for me to meet Ray. But you know, me and Ray clicked, and then you know he took it. You know, he helped me get to the next level.
So when you, Shalik, when you was doing all this, you was traveling by yourself, or you had somebody else with you?
Nah, I always took my man Edge with me, or my little, you know, well, he ain't little no more, but at the time, my little man Bully, I always had Bully with me, you know what I mean, because he was on go, and, you know, I was moving around, being in rooms with strangers and cats from other hoods, and you got to figure back then, too, everybody in their 20s, so all these cats, rather, if I'm in a Wu-Tang session, if I'm studio and Cam and them was there, like, this before Cam even called himself Dipset, but everybody had their whole crew back then, like, this when the game was crew heavy, like everybody moved with a crew. I was really moving with like one or two, you know, one or two heads, but I always made sure those one or two was official dudes, like to make sure, everything was good. But you know what I mean? I never ran into no issues. I always bring good energy where I come. You know what I mean? So it ain't cool. You know, I never ran into no nonsense really.
Yeah, your whole aura is like positive, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You still with me, right? I want to take a break, man, and play a song, right, man? Because the phone lines is jam packed. Let me tell anybody out there who want to speak to Shalik, or you want to say something. You know, you have to press one if you call. Then the people on the line, I mean, all you can do is listen unless you call in from a landline. I see the phone lines is jammed for Shalik. I mean, if you want to just listen, you could do that. But if you want to call in and press one and speak to the man himself, you could do that. We're going to take a quick break. You know what I mean? We're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back with my man, the God Shalik, right after this song.
No doubt.
By early 7:30. No. Walk this way.
All right.
All right, Beth. Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap. In the trap, you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe. That's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get drunk for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, just looking in your eyes, see you mask off, pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from, ain't nothing there. Couple of holes, a sippin' beer, switching up poles with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up out that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then have to take a stare. Find a sense of tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, just record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.
Yeah, welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast, the Asiatic with the Static, the Wise and Civilized. Shalik, what's good?
Peace, 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 peace to the true and living. Peace to all the true and living that's tuned in.
Right, exactly, right, exactly. So now we moving right along, you know what I mean? We trying to capture 29 years and 60 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
So look.
Yeah. I'm going to start skipping through.
I told you I got my journalist hat on. So now you got your foot in the door.
Right.
You meeting different artists, you know, you in the studios and everything.
Yep.
What happens to make you feel like you really made it or you really on your way?
Man, what happened was my man Leland Robinson, he used to always say to me, like, yo, man, you got to stay corporate. Like, yo, we got to keep you corporate. And I never understood what he was saying because, you know, he was older. Like, yo, we got to keep you corporate. Like, man, yo, you know what? Man, fuck that rap, whatever, we got to keep you corporate. Like, but I used to take it as a joke. So then he started introducing me to different parts of the game, like publishing and copyrights and all that stuff, like really just because that was their thing at the time. So on Summer Jam, this one I knew it was real. Summer Jam 96, Fugees was on Top of the World. Nas had just came out with I Rule the World. I Rule the World had just started popping. So me and Nas had ran across each other a couple of times when I was with Ray, but we didn't click. Like, it was just on some, because back then, like I said, cats was in their 20s, cats smoking weed, drinks. So everybody was real standoffish and territorial. So, like, if you see a cat, it was just a head nod and keep it moving. Unless somebody introduce y'all, like, yo, this my man. So one day we go to Summer Jam 96. Now, me and Ray going to the Summer Jam, we really just going to check out the show. Woo wasn't performing. So in the parking lot, we run the Nas and Steve Stout. So Nas was telling us, like, yo, he was just coming out to do one verse of If I Rule the World. The Fugees was bringing him out. The Fugees was headlining. So we was like, all right, fuck, we gonna come with y'all. So this, you know, anybody who's been backstage at Summer Jam before, it'd be the state troopers they be wilding. Like, they already mad that it's some hip hop, you know, my hip hop show. So they be going hard, like, yo, nah, if you ain't got no pass, you can't get out, whatever, you can't get in. Oh, if you don't got no this, you can't get in. So what happened was me and Ray trying to get in. Now this Raekwon the Chef, he one of the biggest raps in the country at the time. Like, the Purple Tape just came out the year before that. So now the Fugees coming in, and Lauren sees me. So she's like, yo, Shalik, what's good? Like, what's up? So, yo, they fronting on us. She's like, yo, they bring us right in with them. Now we watching the show from the side of the stage, and right before they call Nas out to do One Verse, I Rule the World, the crowd started going crazy. I can't even describe the feeling when 70,000 people yelling at one time. And they ain't even yelling for me, but just the energy is so strong. And I was like, yo. So Nas came out, he ripped. So we leaving. Cass was talking to Ray, like, yo, you know what you're working on next? So, you know, the Purple Tape's still bubbling. So you know, Ray introduced him, like, yo, this my man Shalik, whatever. Yo, you know, he worked with me, yada, yada, whatever, whatever. And from that, like, people were saying, like, they knew me, like, oh, yeah, I heard about him, and this, that, and third. So I was like, damn, like that, when you got industry cats saying that they heard about, you know, your collaborative, you know, how you work, your creativity or whatever, that's really right there where it really solidified, like, yo, this is official now. I could go. I got the wheels on. I could roll now.
Yo, you just, I got to stop you for a minute because you was real casual when you said Lauryn Hill. Said, yo, what's good, Shy?
Yeah,
man, you
like,
knew Lauryn Hill, brother.
Yeah, back then. It's like you just run it, like I said, you run across people like back then, so many people like cross sessions and be in different sessions with people, and like if you had a certain type of energy or your dialogue was a certain way or you had a certain movement about you, you know, your image stuck with people, and people see me and they even to this day, like, people see me, they recognize me as a good dude. Like, yo, they see me, yo, you good? And they could be, like, industry cats, like, you know, big stars, like, yo, you good? Like, you good? And I might be outside waiting for somebody, like, cats will make sure I'm good. Like, yo, you good? Like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just waiting for such and such, whatever. And, you know, that, like I said, that's all about carrying yourself a certain way and you know, and moving a certain way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's that's something else. Your story crazy. But look, okay, we gonna fast forward like that. Because you know,
fast forward.
This is for me. This ain't even for my listeners. This is for me, Jay Sean. I wanna know how you met AZ and how y'all bounded and I wanna just know whatever you could tell me. I'm telling you, like the Brooklyn's finest. you know what I'm talking about, Sugar Hill.
Life's a bitch. To come up.
Life's a bitch.
To come up. Phone tap.
To come up. That's what I'm talking about. Like, and what's the one when they say we gonna meet at the somebody concert? I got
the
powder blue.
That's the essence.
The essence, man, shit. That's my shit right there. Like, the essence.
Right.
Nobody ain't heard the essence by AZ, and that's with Nas, right?
Yeah, AZ and Nas, yeah.
If you haven't heard the record, The Essence, with Nas and AZ, you gotta listen to that song right there. That's my shit.
Real
but
talk.
Anyway, I got a little bit starstruck. It's on you. Tell us, tell my listeners how you met AZ, and then you know, and your relationship with him.
Funny story how I met AZ. So like 04, 05, I'm really trying to figure it out. Like, you know what I mean, I'm moving around, but you know the game changing. Like, you know, all the pirate websites at the time, like LimeWire and all that stuff. So my man Leland is still in my ear about, you should get into this publishing, you should get into this copyright. But I was like, I wasn't, because, you know, it seemed corny to me. Like, it seemed like, I wasn't really trying to be just sitting in the office. So, like, 05, this cat used to be cool. We used to be real cool ass. We used to be like brothers. I don't want to mention his name. But anyway, we started. He not from the town though. But we started an independent publishing company together. And he was like, he was one of the smartest dudes I ever met. He was like a genius with the publishing. He actually got a lot of secrets from Leland Brothers Scooch, whatever, RIP Scooch. We started this company in 05. So we had an office in Englewood on Grand Avenue, right next door to the Mercedes dealer, before the Mercedes dealer, actually. And, we had all kind of people coming through helping them with their publishing. So what we would do was, like, back then, if people bought CDs from, like, Sam Goody, Tower Records, Coconuts, whatever, you know, you get to the register and they scan the CDs. But in countries outside of America, like third world countries, they didn't have like the proper tools to scan CDs. So the money would really just be over there sitting. Like, artists couldn't get their money. So what we would do was we would find out who got money sitting, rather it's 200,000, a half a million, 80,000, 60,000, whatever it is. And we would collect that unclaimed money for the artist. So maybe like 06, 07, my business partner, he went bad for various reasons. You know what I mean? He went bad. So one day I go to the office. It's about 20, 30 people waiting outside for him. Like, they want their money. He had went bad. So I'm sitting out there. Everybody asks me where he at. I'm looking for him too. I forgot what A was driving at the time, but it's black something. So a car pulls up, the windows roll down, so it's AZ driving. So he like, yo, what's going on? Where this guy at? So everybody like, yo, you know, a lot of people were starstruck, like, oh shit, that's AZ. Dude. And I had seen A a couple of times, but like I said, back then artists be on their shit. I was on my shit, like, yo, head nod, keep it moving. So A was like, yo, that's Shalik over there. So they like, yeah. So he blew the horn, asked me to come to the car. So he's like, yo, where this dude at? So I'm like, man, I don't know. I'm looking for him like everybody else. So he's like, yo, let's go somewhere we could talk in private. So I said, all right, cool. I hop in the car with him. We go to a restaurant over there, T-Mac called Maggie's Soulful Restaurant. So we sit down. And he like, yeah, man, like, I heard a lot about you, you know, a lot of good things, whatever. Like, he said, even when you're not at the office, everybody always say good stuff about you, so on and so forth. So I was like, yeah. So we just started kicking it. So I was like, yeah, I don't think I'll be doing business with this cat no more. I was like, yo, you know, he a smart dude, but, you know, his heart ain't in the right place, whatever. So he's like, yo, man, you know, take my number. You know, let's try to link up, whatever. So we exchanged numbers. And in the beginning, probably like the first 2 years, like, I was doing my thing. He was doing his. You know, he would just hit me like, yo, you want to check this party out, whatever. Because he had really just moved to Jersey. He just moved to Jersey in like 95. So he didn't really know a lot of people. So I actually really just started regular. Like, he was like, you know, like my homie. So in the interim, he gets into it with his manager, and he fires his manager. So me and him basically together two or three times a day out the week. So he was like, you should be my manager. He's like, yo, I know the game. You know what I mean? And I was like, man, listen, that's a lot. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm doing my stuff. He's like, nah, you know, it ain't got to be nothing real formal the way you got to stop what you're doing. Like, but, yo, he said, you know, I trust you. You know what I mean? I know you know the game. I know you're articulate. You know how to carry yourself, whatever. So I was like, yo, fuck it, let's do it. So we did it. That was like 07, 08. Fast forward to 2011, 2012. We did the Rock the Bells tour. We was doing the Rock the Bells tour with Nas, Lauren. Lauren Hill was the headliner. Common Sense, Erykah Badu. The tour was crazy. So we did that. We did that for 2 years, and then after that, I started locking in with them on the music side, just exchanging ideas. You know, collaborating, creativity, and you know that was the birth of the relationship. You know, that's like my brother now.
So you was AZ manager?
Yep. Yeah, I was his manager for by default. Like I didn't want to be a manager. It just happened by default.
Wow, that's deep. You like you've been around brothers that you know people dream of being around.
Yeah.
And only could hope for stuff like that in the future. Yo, tell us a little bit about that the Apple thing.
Oh yeah, so that was back in 04 and 05 when I was with my business partner. We had an independent publishing company. So this is the first iPod. And if you go on YouTube, you probably could find a commercial, but it's the first iPod when you had to wear the headphones and had the white string, and iPod was real big, like the size of a small phone. And it got like a
right.
it got an ultra magnetic MC sample in it. It goes, I made it like that. I bought it like that. I made it like that. Boy. So what happened was my partner was doing he was doing Ultramagnetic MC's publishing at the time, and Apple wanted to use their music for their commercial. So I was actually involved in doing a sync license for the first iPod commercial, the first ever iPod.
Damn. That's deep, man. For real.
Yeah.
Tell me how did you
get to be like the producer and all that for the AZ Do or Die 2 CD?
Anybody that know, he hadn't put out a project, like an official project, in years. Like, he was doing mixtapes, and, you know, he was doing collabs here and there, whatever, but he hadn't put out an official project in about 10 years, probably since, like, 2012 or something like that. So one day he's like, y'all want to put a project out? I want to do it for my 25th anniversary. His 25th anniversary was October 10th, 2020. But we was in the middle of the pandemic, and it ain't work like that. But anyway, so we was like, yo, he's like, yo, I want you to help me craft this masterpiece. And, you know, he said, I want you to, I trust your ear. I trust your judgment. So we sat down. We figured out what producers we wanted. We figured out what features we wanted. We figured out how we wanted it to sound. And we just, like, 2019, we just started crafting it. And like I said, we were supposed to drop it in October of 2020, but the pandemic hit, and, you know, all the labels, everything was shut down, so we kind of fell back. But it worked out, because we were able to get some more features that we wanted. And we flushed that thing out, man. We was in the studio every day. Like, I would post pictures or post videos in the studio, just, you know, getting the work done. And, you know, we created what I consider a masterpiece. I mean, it dropped on September 10th of 2021. We debuted at number 6 on all genres worldwide on iTunes. And we debuted at number 2 on the hip-hop charts worldwide, right between Kanye and Drake.
Man, that's beautiful. For
yeah,
real,
I'm one of the executive producers, and I A&R'd that project too.
Man, look, Shalik, I was trying to picture this interview in my mind. You know what I mean? It's earlier. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I think you touched on. I'm gonna play one more song, and then I'm gonna come back, and I got about 2 or 3 more questions for you, and then I'll let you
go.
Because I know it's right after 9. I'm going to see if anybody on the lines or anything like that.
All right. No doubt.
You know, we could talk all night, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
I'm just trying to ask the questions that everybody want to know.
Right. All right. It's all good. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to go to one more song, everybody. We're going to be right back with the guy, Shalik. Simon, don't go nowhere. If you want to speak to Shalik, you have to press 1. Or you might want to just say something or speak to me. You have to press 1. That way I know you're on the line. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Family over anything, nothing else mean a thing to me. And I'm prepared for whatever a nigga bring to me. Aunt B need a nigga, he going through some real shit. About to do a bid for a nigga he ain't still with. And that just goes to show you, you can't trust niggas no farther than you could throw them. That's why it's fuck niggas, should be happy that we finally made it. Knowing you, you probably hate it. Getting mine the same way Gotti played it. Niggas show me love, but sometimes I gotta wonder, is it really from they hearts or do these niggas feel obligated? Had a brush with death, my life flashed before me, but I can't die now, my ye ain't even get to know me. But thinking if I die, will these niggas really miss me? But when I go to pull it, all I see is low. Let's see niggas one play fine. Why would I have a problem with taking these niggas' lives when I try to take mine? Wait a second, all these pussy niggas flexing. They better stay out my way or somebody gon' need a medic. You better swallow your pride, it'll get you killed if you let it. A bullet's the only thing that I can. got food to me. Nigga really wanna war, that's cool with me. But I get you stuck, or I can get you touch. What's worth for your life for your jewelry? Nigga, fuck who you know and where you come from. Got a 100 rounds drunk, cause a nigga want some. Motherfucker, when it's crunch time, bitch, I'm on the front line. Duke, get a word, I eat a nigga like it's lunchtime. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, M-E-O-U-D-I-E. Gotta tell a nigga I-B-R-B, then you motherfucker right, it's B-Y-E. Nigga, when it's time to rock and roll, all my niggas squad up, we lock and load. I'm a showgun, but the gun's not for show. And if I gotta bring it out, I'ma pop the show. Niggas going stupid, so I go a little dumber. Stand up, nigga, never known to be a runner. Somebody better tell the boy you fucking with a gunner, boy, you get his ass done like the crocodile.
The percentage of niggas making it out the hood is under 50. So a nigga got plans of killing me, he coming with me. My circle is full, but still it feels so empty. Cause putting your trust in niggas nowadays is so risky. And even though these niggas act all fishy, if I had it my way, the whole hood would eat with me. But the shit that fucks me up, and even seems worse, is they don't understand me and my niggas gotta eat first. I'm the hardest nigga out and the realest nigga in it. I ain't backing down, boy, anybody get it? Niggas stop playing, you ain't about that life. Real niggas, I know what out that life. Shit getting real, getting a little more deeper. Sometimes I wanna chill, wanna take a little breather. But you sleep when you die, so I sleep in the sky. Same place where you stand, same place where I leave you. This is my life, motherfucker, not yours. Couldn't walk a mile in my all black gloves. Do put your feet up, rock, put your hands up, ain't letting no touchdown, we score. This is my life, motherfucker, not yours. Couldn't walk a mile in my all black gloves. Do put your feet up, rock, put your hands up, ain't letting no touchdown, we score. Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. That's my man Lay Low with Pretty Dangerous coming right out of Englewood, New Jersey. And you back with your host, Jay Sean, the Asiatic with the Static, the Wise and Civilized. And we here tonight with the big homie Shalik on the line. Shalik, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here. Shout out to all my people in Englewood. I heard you say homie was repping Englewood. I know a couple right. of good brothers out here. Shout out to the Wood.
Right. Okay. Well, look, I know what I gotta ask you. I gotta ask you, what's up with the label? Your label. What's up with the label? Leak. What is it, Leak Vision Media?
Yeah. I actually started a media company. League Vision Media. I ain't want to just be a label because, and you know, in 2015, I started getting into, you know, writing films, you know, writing screenplays and stuff. And you know, I did a commercial for this clothing line called D Square. A lot of celebrities wear it. You don't really see it over here. A lot of celebrities wear it, and it's big in Europe. D Square. So, the company that I did that deal with. They was like, yo, you should start a media company because, you know, you're doing more than music. So I started Leak Vision Media, and that, you know, that covers everything. That covers the films, the TV shows, any branding stuff. It's like one big umbrella. But, you know, I also could bring artists under that, you know, as production or stuff like that. And you know, it's just an umbrella. It's just a media company. You know, in this game, it's bigger. It's more than music. You know, a lot of young cats don't realize that, but it's more than music. More than music. You know what I mean? So, you gotta get into this thing with both feet, 10 toes down, and learn the whole game so you can get checks and get residual income from everywhere.
Right. That's a big movement. You know what I mean? For real. If you could tell somebody, you know, this young and up and coming in the game, what kind of advice would you give them, Shalik? Rappers, producers, whatever.
My advice is like, all number one, always be yourself. Like don't get out of your lane. Like if you're not a drinker, don't go somewhere in the studio just because everybody got Hennessy and Patron or Casamigos or Don Julio, whatever it is. Like, yo, if that ain't your lane, yo, stay in your lane. Go there and just produce or, you know, make contacts. Like, don't get out your lane because that's where a lot of people slip up at and they find themselves in bad situations. They get mesmerized by the scenery
and they get out of their lane. They might start smoking, they ain't really no smoker. They might start drinking, they ain't really no drinker. They might go as far as sniffing something. You know what I mean? Like, some people do anything to be down. So that's the first thing I say, stay in your lane, always be yourself. Like, I'm always myself, no matter who I'm around. Like, the first time I met Nas, I'm myself. First time I met Jay-Z, I'm by myself. I'm myself. If I see these cats to this day, I'm the same way I am when I met them years ago. Like, I don't change up. I don't act like no tough guy. I don't act like I'm this. I'm the same cat. So that's what I say. Just maintain and always be yourself. And just the main thing too is be prepared for the opportunity, because you're gonna get an opportunity. Everybody gets opportunity, but the thing is, you got to be prepared to seize the opportunity, because the window could close fast as hell. You know what I mean? You see some, like, you see opportunity, you got to take advantage of the opportunity without playing yourself.
Right. And you already told me, but I asked you. Well, you said it in conversation, but who were some of the names you looked up to when you was way back? Remember when your moms was walking you to the rec? Who were some of the names you looked up to in hip hop?
Man, back then, and this, like I said, this is before it was really big. I was a Force MCs, Cold Crush. I knew all the Grandmaster Cash rhymes. I knew all the Force MCs, Harmonizers. Yo, I was like, that was big. And then when I went, you know, when I got my teen years, of course, you know, Rakim. I was a big Kane fan. Like, I was such a Big Daddy Kane fan. When I graduated from Kennedy in 88, they was like, yo, you can only wear black shoes, brown shoes, or blue shoes to the graduation. I wore red Valleys to the graduation because I wanted to be like Kane so bad. They almost wouldn't let me walk. They was like, yo, you ain't walking. You ain't following the dress code. Yeah. So yeah, I'm definitely Kane, Rakim from that era. And you know, those, you know, that was really a blueprint, man. That I follow. I studied those rhymes and those beats like a Bible.
Wow, that's crazy. So what about if somebody out there listening and maybe they wanted some, you know, some advice or something, can they reach out to you? Or
yeah, of course, man. Of course. People,
you too, Todd,
people
you want,
reach out to
you
me.
Want to give, you, want, yeah. You want to give out your Instagram or something?
Yeah, yo, you can follow me on Instagram at leek_himself. That's leek_himself, HIMSELF. On Facebook is Shalik M. Simon. On Twitter is Leek. I think it's Leek. I don't really use Twitter like that, but you get me on Facebook, Instagram, and yo, send me a DM, send me an inbox, anything I can help you with, I try to help. I ain't one of them people that try to act like I know everything, but I'm resourceful. If I can't help you, yo, I could point you in the right direction. I could find somebody that could help you. It's about, you know what I mean? It's about helping the youth and helping people that's coming up behind you. Because like I said, I ain't had that. I figured it out like along the way. I took a lot of bumps and bruises. I mean, it was enough time to tell that whole story, but I took my bumps and bruises along the way. Like, it wasn't all peaches and cream, but you know, back then it wasn't no social media, so I couldn't inbox nobody or DM nobody and ask them questions. I had to figure it out, you know, took some losses, but it was all part of the journey, man. That's why I'm here today.
Man, yo, you made it. That was going to be one of my questions, but I skipped over it about, like, you know, it's about the bumps and the bruises, you know, but we'd be here all night if I asked you everything I wanted to
yeah,
ask,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'll bring you back one day. I'll bring you back or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
But let me tell you, Shalik, man, it really been an honor. It really been a pleasure. I really mean that, though, from the bottom of my heart, because, like, you didn't have to come on my podcast, you know?
Right.
And I just reached
out,
and I was hoping that you would be, you know what I mean? We home team. We Patterson.
Definitely.
You know, so
definitely.
A lot of
we
people
got, we got, we
don't,
gotta,
like,
gotta,
you
gotta,
know, I know
gotta
you
help
know,
each other out.
I know you know I do movies, too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. I check your movie out with the movies, with the books, you know what I mean?
First,
I got to tap in with you.
my first movie I did, The Bottom, I had like 10 episodes. That was like a, it was like created from a book I wrote, an autobiography of my life. And I put like over 50 people in Patterson in like 10 episodes, like they first time. And I had it in the Fabian, sold out
That's
the
dope.
Fabian movie theater 2 times. You know,
That's
so,
dope.
You know, writing is my passion too. But before I let you go, it's questions that I ask all my guests, so you got to get on the hot seat. It's only two. That's it.
Right. Let's go.
It's only
Let's
two.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm not going to ask you what's your Mount Rushmore rappers, because everybody do that. But
Right.
I'm going to ask you something for this Patterson. So you tell me this. You can think about it for a minute. So Shalik, what makes you Patterson?
What makes me Patterson?
Somebody asked me that once. I was doing an interview and they stumped me. And then I think about it later. I'll be like, damn, I could have said this and that. So
now what makes me Patterson is the no back down in me. Like no retreat, no surrender. You know what I mean? Like if you know anybody from Patterson, they ain't backing down. Like the basketball players, the football players, the rappers, yo, the girls going somewhere and they fighting. Patterson ain't backing down for nobody. Like you always, anybody who I talk to, like any of my homies that did time, they like, yo, Patterson name ring bells in the jail system, man. People know Patterson cats ain't backing down for nobody. So that's what I'll say.
Right.
What definitely make me Patterson is no retreat, no surrender. Just go hard.
Right.
Man.
And I say something like that, too. I'll be like, because, you know, in Patterson, your reputation, like, precedes you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, good or bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely.
But, you know, that's Patterson. Like, I always look at Patterson like Patterson is like, in Patterson, you just got to be real. You know? We ain't taking no prisoners.
Not at all.
And that's if you really want to represent. You know what I mean? I guess some people just want to. Like me, I always wanted people to know my name all over the world. So that's why, you know, I did movies and books and all that. I always wanted to be, like, you know, I always want, like, for my kids and my grandkids, like, they could, when I'm not here no more, like, they could read my books and, you know, go on YouTube and go to the library. You know,
I'm writing my cousin life story now.
Everything Don't Happen in the Hood, Craig, by Craig Redman. He was assaulted at a casino.
Oh, wow.
Got his eye knocked out by a white man, hit him in the face with a baseball bat. So the name of the book is Everything Don't Happen in the Hood. You know what? Do you got time for a caller?
Yeah, I definitely got time for a caller.
Okay, all right. I see a couple of them, but I ain't wanna. I was just gonna shut it down. Okay, hold on.
Nah. Let's see what they talking about.
All right. 9318. You live.
Peace, Jay Sean. Peace, Shalik. How you, beloved?
Peace.
Peace. Who we speaking to?
Yeah, this be original from Patterson.
Peace. What's going on, B?
Just wondering if you remember a brother. But anyway, I remember you, man. I'm proud of you, Shaw. I ain't even know it was astronomical like that, but I that go to show, man. Reading is fundamental. I ain't been reading my credits on my shit.
Thank you, brother. It's all love.
Patterson,
it's all love.
Fuck up for real. Word is born, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Pat,
man.
Patterson, stand up.
Word up. I got a question for you, Shalik.
Go ahead, shoot.
I got a son and a couple nephews that's, you know, they chasing that music shit. You know what I mean? Real hard,
right? Heavy.
What's the best thing that I could, you know, that you could tell them? Well, I can convey the message, of course, because they're not here right now.
Right.
But you know how to go about, you know, becoming, you know, established and not to get screwed, as I heard you in the God building earlier about contracts and things of that nature.
I mean, you know, the crazy part now, this younger generation, man, we got, well, not this younger generation, but this generation in general, we got this thing called Google, and you could look, Google will help you find anything. So what I always tell a young generation is, yo, just Google whatever you don't know. If it's contracts, like, you don't even have to spend $500 an hour on a lawyer or $250 an hour on a lawyer. Like, yo, you Google something and just, yo, have your business in order. Like, because it prevents, it seemed like it's a headache in the beginning, but it prevents the headache in the long run. So just get your business in order, get your contracts in order, and the key to it is everybody has to establish their position. Like, if your crew is a school, the janitor can't be the teacher. The teacher can't be the lunch lady. Like, everybody got to do their job to make it work. So
yeah, okay.
if we establish like, yo, this cat is the rapper, that's who he got to be. He can't try to be the rapper and the manager. If this cat is a producer, that's what he got to be. He can't be the producer and the manager. You know what I mean? So if this guy is the manager, he can't be the manager and the rapper. So those are the key things that I would say. Like, yo, get your paperwork in order, define everybody's role, and yo, everybody, yo, pull their in, and you know, like I said, when the opportunity presents itself, you just got to seize the moment. And one thing about life, everybody get presented at least one opportunity in life. Some people get five opportunities, some people get 10, but everybody get at least one. Like, can't nobody in this world tell you they ain't have at least one opportunity, but you just got to take advantage of it when it come across your way.
Right. I definitely appreciate that, beloved. In other words, do the knowledge, you know what I mean, before you jump
yes,
in.
Sir.
Before,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I also heard you building about, like I said, when you was talking about the contract, you about to sign your life away. Your auntie was telling you.
you got to look at that time period too. Like, back then, I'm talking about like 88, 89. So you got to figure, back then, we never heard no stories about nobody getting beat. Like, it was, you know, I didn't see, this is before Five Heartbeats or before any of these movies or war stories. So I really was ready to sign anything just to get on.
Word. Yeah, that hunger, you know, that hunger will make
definitely.
You go get it, for sure.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Definitely.
Definitely appreciate the wisdom, man, and keep up the
definitely.
Great works, man. Hey, look,
Sha,
I'm going to tell you some
all
funny
right.
shit, though, before you hang up. Sha, let me tell you this.
What's that?
Sha, I'm 52 years old, right? I decided
right.
to motherfucking write a couple raps and shit, right? And I sound good, the motherfucker too, Sha. That's the funny part.
Listen. Let me tell you something real quick before I get you off. Somebody sent me a message probably like 2 years ago. Like, yo, you think I'm too old to be rapping? And I was like, yo, how old are you, Cap? I think he was like 46 at the time. And I was like, nah, man. I was like, yo, you too old to be broke. You know what I mean? If it don't, you know what I mean? And it ain't no age limit on this. You know what I mean? You got to figure, it always changes. Like, if you go back to the 70s, it wasn't no such thing as a white rapper. Then if you fast forward to the 80s, you had to be fly to be a rapper. You couldn't be bummy and be a rapper. Like, you had to be fly. You had to have the Fila sweatsuits, the big chains, all that stuff. Then you moved to the 90s, you had cats like Old Dirty Bastard, who ain't care how they look. So it always changed. So back 20, 30 years ago, they might say, oh, you too old to rap. But now, it is what it is, man. Keep pinning them joints. And listen, you got the internet in the palm of your hand. You got your phone. You got all these streaming services. All you got to do is put it out, man. And if it catch, listen, the bank don't care how old you is. So,
I heard that, long as
that direct deposit hit, man, that's it.
Yo, yeah, that word up. No, I definitely appreciate
yo, that's
that
what's up.
But I can't see myself at 52 doing that. Peace, beloved.
Nah, man, listen, let me tell you. Listen, peace, yeah. Peace, seven, travel safe.
Indeed, likewise.
Peace, BBO.
Hey, Shalik, you just schooled me on something. Like when people say something about the age, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm too old to be broke.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, in the seven, he hung up. I was gonna tell him real quick, like, and this goes back to what I said. You have to learn.
He's still listening.
He's
still listening.
Oh, you still there?
He's still listening.
Like, listen,
he listening.
This is what I talk about. This is what I'm talking about learning different aspects of the game. Now, I just did a video game deal for myself, AZ, about 3 months ago. Now, like the seven said, he's 52 years old. He writing rhymes. He don't have to get on a stage or go perform at Madison Square Garden. If one of those songs catch, that song could be on the video game. That song could be on the next Grand Theft Auto, and nobody know who he is. This is the guard from Patterson, and every quarter, a check is hitting his bank account. March, June, September, December, he getting a check from a video game, and nobody don't know who he is. So it's no such thing as being too old a rap. You don't have to be on stage if you don't want to. You don't have to be making videos, but it's bigger than rap. You know what I mean? It's video games, it's commercials, it's cartoons, it's soundtracks, it's scores, the movies. It's a lot of ways to get money, man. You ain't never too old to get money.
Right. Man. Well, you heard it from the man who got 29 years in the industry. So you know he know what he's talking about. Shalik, I ain't even going to keep you. We got people on the line, but, I mean, I know I done had you more than enough time. But before I let you go,
it's all good.
I got to ask you, I ask all my guests this question, and it's a little bit off topic from music. It's just something I ask all my guests, and if I don't, my listeners would be like, why you didn't ask Shalik that? Why you didn't ask Shalik? So I got to ask you.
Go ahead with it.
All right. What is it? Shalik, is love real?
Is love real? The thought of love is real. But my answer to that is love is different things to different people. You know what I mean? Like, you got, you know, you might have a woman in an abusive relationship and a man come home and beat up on her three times. And in her mind, that's love, because just from the attention that she's getting. You know what I mean? But to me, love is real, because that's the story of my life. Yo, people show me love because I always show love. Like, nobody, we can stay on this call until 12 o'clock. We tell, yo, everybody tap in. We got 2.5 hours. If anybody can call in and say, yo, Shalik, yo, shitting on me, he ain't show me your love, you won't get no calls, because, yo, I show love, and I get love. You know what I mean? So, yeah, love is definitely real to me.
Oh, okay, that's all right. Well, y'all heard it right there from the man himself. Love is real. You know what I mean? So,
it's blind.
Probably. And it's what?
And it's blind. Love is real and it's blind.
And it's blind. Love is blind.
Yeah.
You heard it right there. I'm still the only person who ever said love ain't real. Well, one other person said love ain't real, and that was one of my daughters. So
okay.
I'm still out here all alone saying love, saying fuck love, everybody. So because you heard Shalik said love is definitely real. Hey, Shalik, man,
yeah.
Listen, man, you've been real, just like I knew. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we've been
keeping it.
I call it
keep it 22 instead of keep it
real.
I've been following you on Facebook forever. I'm gonna continue to follow you on Facebook. You know what I mean? Thank you for coming on the show. I'm sure everybody appreciates you that came on the show. I try to talk about everything, but when you're trying to talk about 29 years of accomplishments in like an hour,
yeah,
15 or 30 minutes.
Nah, they,
you really can't
it ain't,
do it.
It ain't going to work.
I guess
it ain't gonna
everybody kind of, everybody got that. Oh, shit, somebody did send me one question for you. Somebody asked
Let's
me, wait a minute, let me see. What did they say? They said, do you think that a disabled rapper would ever be accepted in the industry?
I guess somebody, maybe a rapper in a wheelchair, or you know what I'm
saying,
something like that.
Yeah, he hot. Yeah, he hot. You see, you remember they said the blind rap, the rapper that was blind on 106 in Park, Blind Fury. He got a deal and everything. Yeah, yo, if you hot, it don't matter what your ailment is, man. If you hot, that's the great thing about hip hop, man. It's universal. You could be black, blue, short, tall, Spanish, Chinese, whatever. And yo, if you all that matters, if you hot, man, that's it.
So you heard him. Somebody had sent me that text earlier. I almost forgot to ask you. So
yeah,
you heard it. My man, so you man, if you hot, it don't matter if you disabled, blind, deaf, whatever. If you hot, you hot. And that's all that really matters. Hey Shalik, what you getting ready to get into now, man?
Hey man, listen, I'm gonna watch these college games. Yo, shout out to all my people in Jersey City, St. Peter's. St. Peter's just made history. They the first 15 seed in NCAA history to make it to the Elite Eight. They just knocked off Purdue. So shout out to all my peoples in Jersey City, everybody at St. Peter's.
They just beat Purdue.
Yeah, they knocked Purdue off. Yep. They the first 15 seed ever, and they made history. They the first 15 seed ever to make it to the Elite Eight. So shout out to everybody at St. Peter, shout out to Shaheen Holloway, the head coach, good brother. That's it, man. I'm gonna watch some games. I'm working on. I don't know if I told you. Let me get a people real quick before I get off here. The stuff I got coming.
Go ahead. You got it.
Yup. So real quick, I'm producer on AZ's documentary. It's called Jewels, Gems, and Treasures. I just posted a trailer on my Facebook, my Instagram, probably like a week or two ago. Look out for that. I got a vape coming out, a Leak Vision vapes, and I also got a cannabis gummy coming out. I did a cannabis deal, so look out for that. Like I said, I'm writing my book. I got a couple of films and a couple of series that I'm working on, and we getting ready to start working on this new AZ album, and just gonna keep it coming, man. Just keep it coming.
Man, you got a lot of things on the plate. So you one of them people I was talking about at the beginning of my show when I said it ain't enough hours in a day.
Yeah, nah, it ain't. Because the bills don't sleep. The bills don't sleep.
So when is the you said the trailer is on your page for the AZ documentary?
Yeah, you can check the trailer out on my page, Jewels, Gems, and Treasures. It's on my page. It's on AZ page. You can check, see the trailer on here. We don't have a release date yet. I'm anticipating early summer. We still handling some legal stuff and getting some clearances. You know, getting a couple people to sign off on it. But we got 50 Cent in it, Nas, Q-Tip, Buck Wild, LES. We got a bunch of people in it.
Oh man, I'm looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that. So we're gonna let you get to the NCAA games. I know I thank you several times already. You a friend to the show.
Definitely, brother. Always love. I appreciate the platform. I appreciate you, you know, putting on your journalistic hat and having the questions prepared. And yo, listen, thanks for welcoming me. Yo, be safe in your travels. And you know, anytime I see you, it's all love, my brother.
You know, yo, that's my man. That's the guy, Shalik Simon. Everybody signing out. Peace. That's Shalik.
Peace out there.
Ah, man, we still here. We ain't going nowhere. I know I had a lot of people on the line. I didn't get to bring you in because I couldn't hold the brother. He's a busy man. You know what I mean? He's a little bit busier than we are, so I couldn't really
go to the phone line because I had my journalist hat on, like he said. So the people out there who didn't get a chance to speak to him, go to his Instagram page or go to his Facebook page. He gave you the information for, or you still can hear the show tomorrow on my page or on his page, and you could get his information off there again. I'm just elated that the brother even time out of his day to come on my show. You know what I mean? It really was a good look, and it really shows people in Patterson that if you stick together, you can make shit happen. Because you really don't have to. Thank you, Doctor. I think that was Dr. Lois, and she enjoyed the show tonight. We got doctors listening to the show. We got people in Hawaii, South Dakota, the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, Humble Life Experience, Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself, and we got the Point of Impact coming back on Tuesday night. So we got a whole lineup for you. If you laying at home and you don't have anything to do in the evening, you know, just call 563-999-3718. You know what I mean? And we're here to entertain you. We're here to educate you. We're here to make love to your mind, body, and soul here on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. I'm feeling good because I had a good show. I was nervous as hell. I should be. And if I wouldn't have been, then that's not real. But let's see what's going on out here in TV and radio land. Let's see. 3282, you on the line?
What's up, Jay?
What's going on, Mr. Nets?
Oh, brother, just hanging in there, you know.
Everybody know who you is. I don't know why I introduce you every week. This is Forrest Nance, the host of the Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself podcast, Saturday nights from 7 to 9. This really blazing his way into, you know, to the podcast world.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say blazing straight to the millennium of the podcast world. What's going on? What's going on with you? What's going on with your show tomorrow night?
Well, we're going to have my man Alex and Trevor. They're coming on to talk about finance, black capital, and how we can they're looking at starting a Black Wall Street. They're buying property and land and stuff like that, so they're going to explain us their endeavor. And then Rashad's coming on with some clips about the COVID shot. So that's what's going on for tomorrow night.
Okay, so Rashad's going to talk about the COVID.
Yeah, we got clips from different people that are talking about, you know, how we're being misled with this COVID mumbo-jumbo, with the lies that they're telling about the shot. And basically, you know, how to keep yourself healthy and what you can do to help prevent the cause of COVID. Not the cause, but you getting it, in other words.
It's a lot of people out there that took the shot that's having certain effects now. They call it the long COVID or something like that.
Yeah, it just took a little longer to hit them. That's all. But everybody's affected differently by it, you know.
Yeah, so I didn't take the shot.
I didn't either, and I ain't going to take it. And I'm still good.
Yeah, I'm staying good. Trust me, I'm not playing around. But I would be lying if I didn't say that it's still going around.
Yeah. Well, they got all these variants coming out. Booster shots. Got to take your fourth booster. Fifth. Man, these people are going to keep taking boosters. And the companies, Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, they're getting richer and richer, brother. Richer and richer.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's all about.
It's all about the money.
Money.
Man. It's called, yeah, you know what we call it on my podcast, the plandemic. If this thing was thought out and planned a long time ago. That's what it was, Jay. You know, when you listen to the people that come on my podcast, they break down the science for you, man. It's not no conspiracy.
Plandemic.
You know.
I like that.
Yeah. I wanted to ask that brother, he said he was managing AZ. What is AZ doing nowadays? Did you ever ask him that, Jay? I think I might have missed if you asked him that question.
He got a documentary coming out, and my man is the executive producer on the documentary.
Okay, cool. So what is AZ doing now, though? Is he producing for other artists or what?
No, I guess he's still rapping.
Oh, okay. Has he put out anything lately that you know? Because you know you're more than
rap
specialist.
Nah, not that I heard of, but AZ like a person that come out like every couple of years or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But he's a dope rapper as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my man is from Patterson, from Christopher Columbus Projects. He really, really, really have done a lot of things in the industry. He's from CCP Projects, yeah. So it's really...
I've been through all of them.
Yeah, I know, you told me. So it's really like... I mean, I like anybody who, you know, who winning or won or trying to win, you know, when they come
it's
from
success.
Your hometown. Like how you feel about North.
Right, right.
You know, that's how I feel about Patterson. Like, when you come from Patterson, if you winning, you winning.
Hey, man, listen. You know, I'm from North. I hold Patterson close to my heart. But, you know, me and you talk off the air about like endeavors I've had in Patterson and Jersey City. So, you know, I hold those two cities close to my heart. I call them both North 1, North 2, North 3. This is North 1 where I live at. North 2, I would say, it would be Jersey City, and North 3 would be Patterson. But they're all in the same, because like I said, I got high regard for them. I promoted in both cities, you know?
Yeah, that's true. And the thing about it, you know what's good, though?
What's that?
Is that we taking the podcast to another taking it to another level. All of us, me, you, Dre, Point of Impact. It's like we not just staying in one spot. You know what I mean? It's like every week, like it's like we try, because people don't really know what you go through to do a podcast.
Ooh, that's right.
It take a lot of preparation,
work.
And planning and work. You know what I mean? And from not just the host, but from the guests too.
Right.
And it's time consuming because you know, like without them is no me. Without me is no you. You know, because the people that's listening, you could be anywhere tonight, but you're here with me. So, you know, I'm happy
support,
for that.
And yeah, you know, we
support.
Say support. That's it.
We gotta support each other. That's why I was so happy that the brother took time out of his
busy schedule
to come on the show, because he was like, "Yo, it's Patterson." You know what I mean? It's Patterson.
Right.
And that's real. We gotta help each other. You know what I mean? And I'm not. I mean, I don't. My the proof is in the pudding. You know what I mean?
Hey, you been over to Cell Power this week?
No, I haven't been over there. I might go tomorrow, though.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering.
I might. You haven't been up there yet?
No. What's the name? Working on my cards. I'm going over. I can't go up there empty handed. I got to leave some cards with sauce.
I think I'm going over there tomorrow to get something. I haven't been over there this week since I can't remember the last day, but I think I'm more than 95% sure that I'm going to Cell Power, right? I'm more than 90% sure I'm going over there tomorrow to get something. You know that you know how I feel about that food, the restaurant.
Oh yeah,
I can't remember the number, but I know it's Montgomery Street, Bloomfield. Good food. Good food.
Yeah. I don't think anybody gonna break your record no time soon, man. You got the record, man.
Oh yeah. I had the record. I had like 11 times in 14 days. I don't think nobody gonna beat that.
Nah.
And 11 times in 14 days and ordering the same thing. But I did, I forgot, though, last week when I was on the show, I forgot, though, I did order something different one time. I had the buffalo Buffalo Chicken and Something Else rap. I forgot I did have that one time.
How was that?
And that was good. That was good.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to, I think I'm supposed to go there tomorrow. Because somebody ordered something from over there or something. But I think I'm supposed to go over there tomorrow. I got to look. Either way, you know what I mean? The Chickpea rap is calling me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love Chickpea, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
I
what I have.
I
think I have the Chickpea rap. Chickpeas, rice, tomatoes. I really can't tell you everything that's in it, but it's good as hell. That's all I'm
I know. Yeah. I've been hearing
it's
other
very,
people. I sent
very,
my man there. I sent a friend of mine over there Thursday. Yeah, I sent a friend of mine over there Thursday. Mason, man, that's my spot now. I was like, I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, and it's cool. It's like right there. It ain't really crazy to find parks. The food, I mean, you can call ahead of time, but I don't really care. I just wait when I get there and enjoy the environment. You know, they got the TV in there and the tables in there. You know, I just sit and watch them work. It's like, that's amazing right there. You know what I mean? Like, just to sit and watch it happen right before your eyes, almost like hibachi. Hibachi, how they call it? Hibachi or something like that.
Hibachi,
oh,
yeah.
Man, I had a good show. I feel good. You feel good when you have a good show. So,
oh, yeah, yeah, that was a good
show.
Show
about,
yeah.
What you said your show was about tomorrow again?
Well, I got two brothers discussing finance with black folks because they was my man ran down a stat. He said black people in this country last year they spent $1.6 trillion. 94% of that money goes outside of our community, and we only retain 6%. So he said they're trying to change that. They're buying real estate, property, getting people to invest so they can start Wall Street, a modern-day Wall Street. So they're going to discuss their plan tomorrow.
Hey, well, that now if you miss that, you really going to miss something. You know what I mean?
All about finance.
Like something that sounds like something that we all should want to know about.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. And
so that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, though. And my man said he's going to show you how you use other people's money to make money.
Right. That sounds good to me. That's my man, Forrest Nance, everybody. If you want to join his podcast tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, 563-999-3718. That's 563-999-3718 from 7 to 9 tomorrow. Join us in here. Grown folks talking, express yourself. Hey, Forrest, so I get up with you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Peace to the podcast, family. Keep supporting Jay, and hopefully you'll come on tomorrow night.
All right. Peace.
Take care, Jay.
That's my man, Forrest, the grown folks talking, express yourself. Also, I told you earlier, we got another show, Humble Life Experience, Monday nights at 8:30. From 8:30 to 9:15, Humble is interviewing various people from the music industry, or you just got a lot of things going on the show. You got to tune in. It's the same phone number, and that's Monday nights at 8:30. And don't forget, we're supposed to come back Tuesday night at 7 with the Point of Impact with Derek Hansford, a.k.a. Malai, Tuesday nights. We want everybody to join in to that show, too. We got about 6 minutes left before we go. If anybody out there, you want to have any closing statements, you want to press 1, do it now. If not, I think we're going to quit while we're ahead. But before we do that, I'm going to go to one more song, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to close out for the evening. We had a hell of a show tonight, man. A hell of a show. You can't deny it. We're going to go to one song and we're going to come right back. Don't go nowhere. Still got a couple of minutes yet. It's the Asiatic with the Static, the Wise and Civilized. Jay Sean, the Relationship Guru, Mr. Fuck love.
Yeah, love, yeah. I'm all here by myself. Just staring. Listen, I don't know what you do to me.
explain it so incredible.
You got me staring at your phone, at your phone. And I can't wait till you get home.
Getting home.
See, I don't like being alone.
All alone, girl.
Baby, just up in my zone. Girl, you got me staring at your phone,
at your phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Coming home.
See,
girl.
I don't like being alone.
All alone.
Baby, just up in my zone, girl.
Yes. Some time has passed, you still haven't called me.
Too much.
I'm still thinking about the night you took off.
Damn.
I know I'm supposed to be a man to stay bottled up, but you got me feeling all alone, baby, not like us.
No.
I gotta go out there and find you and just remind
yes.
you how we fell in love in front of soundness.
Yes.
You told me how I realized when you were gone. Now I see what you've been talking about this whole time. I can't lose you, baby, you my other half. Now I'm in the house looking at these damn photographs. Life goes on, that's what I had told you.
Dang.
I should've been smart and say, baby, let me hold
you. And I can't wait for you to get home.
I hate being alone. Trapped up on myself. All up in the zone.
Dang.
Your body got some features.
Yeah.
We love your receiver.
Ooh.
I feel your frequency on my radio receiver.
So
love you in the spot right now. Feeling hot right now. Waiting on me to kill that twat right now. Yeah, it's going down for all of your pleasure.
Always
my nigga's hella good. Something you couldn't measure.
Now
I'm trying to hit the spot for the long night of pleasure. You're back in love spot.
What?
It's always getting wetter. This phone got me tripping, cause I'm sitting there sipping.
Love
knowing in my heart, you're the only
you
home.
You got me staring at your phone,
at your phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Getting home,
see, I don't like being alone.
Girl,
you're
trapped
up in my zone. Girl, you got me staring at your phone,
at your phone.
And I can't wait till you get home.
Getting home,
see, I don't like being alone.
All alone, girl.
Staring at the phone, because you're not home. And I'm all alone,
all alone.
And you know it's
yeah.
Staring at the phone,
yeah, girl.
You get me staring at
the phone, girl.
Because you're not home,
you're not home, girl.
And I'm all alone,
all alone.
Girl, see I'm trapped in the zone,
in my zone.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio podcast. You got the wise and civilized, Asiatic, causing static. I think we got somebody on the phone lines. We're going to check it out real quick because we got about 2 minutes to go. 4118, you live with about 2 minutes to go.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's the deal, Mr. Humble X Dre Star Andre Williams?
Yo, man, I just wanted to touch base and tell you, this has been a great show, bro. I've been on it since 8 o'clock. I take my ear off the phone. You know what I'm saying? It's a great show. Great work.
Thank you. That's Mr. Andre Draystar Williams, the host of the Humble Life Experience every Monday night at 8:30. Turning dreams into reality. You got to catch that show on Monday nights, everybody. It's the same phone number. It's just at 8:30. Yo, man, thanks for calling in, man. I was really hoping that it was a good show. You know, I respect your opinion, and you know, like I said, I'm trying to do my journalist thing up here. You know, so
definitely,
I'm trying to be. I'm trying to keep it 22. I'm not keeping it real. We keeping it 22 up here. You know what I mean? But then,
I ain't gonna lie to you. Every time I hear a show and I think it can't get no better, it surprises me, brother.
That's what I'm here for. I told you I don't like it. I love it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I feel about podcasting now. And we going straight to the top. You know what I mean? It ain't no going back now. It's only we going higher and higher and higher. There's no turning back now. We in it to win it. And like my man Shalik said earlier, nah, you're not too old to write raps or do a podcast or write books or write movies. You too old to be too damn broke. I like that. For real. I definitely like that saying. So we're about to be out of here, everybody. Once again, thank you for calling. Thanks for calling in, Dre.
Yeah.
All right. That's my man Dre Star, host of Humble Life Experience every Monday night. And damn it, it's been real. 2 hours came and went so fast. But you know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. So we blazing into the millennium. You know what I mean? We getting better like fine wine. We getting better with time. Everybody out there, have a blessed weekend. Stay safe. COVID is real. Keep your mask on. Fuck what the government say. That, you know what I mean? Because we got everywhere outside, you got like 99% people not even wearing masks. So about another month and a half, they'll be telling us the epidemic is back. But I'm keeping my mask on, and I'm washing my hands. I ain't changing a thing because I don't trust them. I don't trust them. So we blazing just like that. Everybody, it's been real. If you want to hear the show again, you can go on my page. It'll be up tomorrow. But other than that, man, I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
Money, not even know what they be doing. Just be that flow that be wake up and snoring. Fuck on this bitch and I'm gone in the morning. Got these deposits I'm counting this morning. Label meetings and they talking about torn. Might do the big body, might do the torn. Ringing the alarms while these little niggas snoring. Fendi new Celine, might do the lawn. His car a citizen, claim it's a foreign. His bitch be digging me, say that he born. He ain't packing like daddy be holding. I'm in the guts and I'm stabbing, I'm stroking. Shit is a movie, now keep it in motion. I'm with the dogs, yeah. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popular, nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dogs. Don't know no scamming dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dogs. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dogs. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a
fence. Yeah. Don't fuck with these niggas, cause niggas be funny. They rather get bitches, I'd rather get money. I hear them talking like they actually bout it. Feel like P, yeah, nigga, I'm bout it. Big racks, big straps, new plaques. Yo batch, new weed, good batch. New deal, new coupe, fish scale. Bobby Whirl, ride around on that big wheel. New ice, new drip, big chill. I hear them talking, I'm a big deal. No baby milk, but I'm in for milk. Slow down, little nigga, cause shit here could get ill. I drill all that noise, I be moving with poise. Mop sticks, rock sticks, chopsticks. I hear them talking like they hot shit. Slow down, dusty nigga, you niggas not it. I'm with the dogs, I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Heard you popping that shit. You ain't popular, nigga, you ain't turned up at all. I'm with the dogs,
I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. Don't know no scammer dealers, hitters, my nigga. Yeah, I'm talking Kermit the Frog. I'm with my dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. We ain't talking to ops, we ain't taking no deals, nigga. We don't fuck with the law. I'm with the dogs. I'm with my dogs, nigga, my dog. If I let off a leash, then my dog gon' go head up and hunt up a feast.